This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Through much of this morning, we're hearing President Obama's attempt to start all over again with the Muslim world. In a speech in Cairo today, the president admitted that he has to fight against negative stereotypes of Islam.
But that same principle must apply to Muslim perceptions of America. Just as Muslims do not fit a crude stereotype, America is not the crude stereotype of a self-interested empire. The United States has been one of the greatest sources of progress that the world has ever known.
The president also raised sensitive issues like democracy and the rights of women.
And while the president seeks Muslim support abroad, he already has it at home. More than 80% of U.S. Muslims approve of the job he's doing. NPR's Asma Khalid reports.
When American Muslims speak about President Obama, one word comes up over and over again.
Source of hope for Muslims.
Hope, that's the key word for many, like Jawad Hussein. Hussein is strolling through the aisles of a Muslim supermarket in Northern Virginia. It's a multi-purpose butcher shop. Customers shop for prayer books and headscarves alongside basmati rice. Hussein is a Pakistani med student at Georgetown University. He feels a personal connection to the president.
You know, the fact that his middle name is Hussein, which is my own last name, you know, makes me kind of happy. During inauguration, saying his middle name when he said when he was taking the oath was, you know, uplifting to me as a Muslim. But I don't know that that is actually going to play out into anything policy-wise or concrete.
Nationally, 85% of Muslims approve of President Obama, according to a recent Gallup poll. That's huge, higher than any other religious group. Coincidentally, Hussein thinks he was polled by Gallup. He got a call about a month back asking for his opinion of the president.
I said I approve. Because, I mean, the country only could have gotten up, and so I think maybe his approval rating is kind of inflated that way, because, you know, anything from previous administration, any change would have been good, even if it was McCain, I think.
It doesn't really take a lot at this point to win over Muslim Americans.
That's Dalia Mogahed. She directs Gallup's Center for Muslim Studies. Mogahed's also a member of the President's Advisory Council on Faith-Based and Neighborhood Partnerships.
Muslim American expectations of what political leaders will do for them or with them is not very high because of the past 8 years where they were completely shut out of the White House. They had no access to the president.
President Obama has broad support amongst Muslims now, but he had a rough start during the campaign. Some Muslims accused him of distancing himself from their community. Malik Mujahid of suburban Chicago is the founder of Muslim Democrats, a group that campaigned for Mr. Obama. He thinks there's a difference between rhetoric and policy.
If the question is asked by Gallup poll about whether Muslims have been appointed in the position of significance in Obama administration, answer might be different.
He praises the president, but he's still hoping, yes, there's that word again, for more. He wants the president to reach out to the American Muslim community.
I think that engagement will give far bigger message to Muslim world that Muslims are not only in their countries, but their Muslims are found right here in America, and they're part of American society.
As one imam I spoke with bluntly put it, it's great that the president's visited mosques overseas, but it would be even nicer if he visited a mosque in America. Asma Khalid, NPR News.